Today is the fourth Sunday of Lent. It is called Laudate Sunday, which means that it is a time that the church has set aside to celebrate, to say we're midway through Lent, and we have the promise that Jesus will redeem us. And therefore, it is a time where we can wear pink on the altar, and I can wear pink chasuble. However, there's only twice a year that one can wear pink, and so most churches do not have that color available. So just pretend that I'm in pink today, and our altar is in pink, because it is a time of celebration. And what I'd like to do is peel away this Sunday. It started to become celebrated because when the Christians became part of the Roman, and it was becoming accepted, this Sunday was a time where they had a pagan celebration. And true to form, Christianity was known to take over those pagan and make them Christian. And so we became Laudate Sunday. Laudate Sunday. And so it was a time of celebration. At one point, way back in our history, it became called Mothering Sunday because it was based on the pagan goddess was a mother symbol. So therefore, as part of the Christian, we took it over as Mothering Sunday. And as Mothering Sunday, it was a time when Christians returned to their mother church, the church where they were baptized. So it was a time where one went home. And so it became a big celebration of returning, and part of it, if they had a cathedral, they'd return to the cathedral or to the church where they were baptized. It was a time of returning. And part of that, in our Anglican tradition, it then became called Mothering Sunday, because back in England, when children were indentured servants, when they were 8, 9, 10 years old, they were put out to service for the rich. And they could only go home one Sunday a year, and it was this Sunday. They could go home and see their mothers. The only day they did not work. And part of that was when they were returning home, they were allowed to make a cake, or they would be given a cake. If they were servants and they could cook, they would be allowed to use the kitchen to make a cake to take home. And that cake was a simnel cake. It was sort of a fruit cake. And when they got home, sometimes if the parents could afford it, the mother, they would have hot cross buns. So because it was still Lent, sometimes they would be allowed to eat it on that Sunday, and sometimes they would save it for Easter. So now we know where we get our hot cross buns for Easter. It was part of this celebration of being able to go home. In some ways, we're fortunate that children are no longer put out for slavery, servitude at 7, 8, 9. However, that isn't true for everyone, even this day and age. Last Friday, I attended a workshop on human trafficking. It was a very informative. I knew about human trafficking. I had heard about children being abused and adults. But Michigan is 7th in the nation for human trafficking. I was astounded to hear that. Human trafficking, the average age for children to be turned out for sexual favors is 9 to 13. We're talking about babies. We're talking about what is going on in our communities. We are talking that we need to be made aware and to be pay attention and to stand up. In the gospel reading today, it talked about evil. There was evil in the Old Testament. That's why they turned away from God and were miserable and complained, and the serpent was put on a stick because of the snakes that were biting them. It was symbolic that when you turn away from God, bad things happen to you. It happens inside of us. It sort of kills our soul. And so today, back when children were indentured, it hurt their souls. Yes, they had food and they had clothing and shelter, but they worked, and they worked hard. And they were separated from their families, separated from those who could nurture them and help them grow and to be the potential person that they could be. And today, we have the same story. Children are being separated from their parents. They're being pulled out of their communities. Now, we used to think that because this happened, they went to South America. They went to India. They went to Cambodia. They went to Mexico, to places where there were poor children, street children. But because of the internet, they no longer travel. That in this state, in this nation, you can find a child if that's what you're into. And that's scary to me. And some are done because a parent sold them, or some are done because the parents are abusing them and using them, and some is done because they're kidnapped. But very few are done by strangers. The very slow percentage. It's usually somebody they've known or somebody that they've groomed and done. And what happens, it's children that come from homes where they have been mistreated. Children that have come from homes where they're abused physically or sexually, mentally. When they run away, and they do run away, they run to somebody. And the first person that's kind to them, they will attach to. And in that attachment is usually somebody that is even meaner and out to abuse them even more. It's a sorry. Just recently on Facebook, I saw about two 15-year-old girls who were getting on a plane with a first-class ticket to New York City, but they only had a one-way ticket. And the gal that was taking the ticket recognized that this was wrong and called the police. And sure enough, they would have been part of the trade had it not been for somebody alert. So we are dealing with evil today, as much evil. One of the interesting things is when they do find the person that is selling the kids or the human beings, they will get arrested, tried, and imprisoned. However, those who are taking advantage, those who are coming, very seldom get arrested. Very seldom are they tried. So it's a whole population of people that are evil, that are using people for their own gain, that are profiting from it, but are not being held accountable for their behavior. And let me tell you, anybody that has been involved, who has been a victim of human trafficking, it is a lifetime sentence of pain. It doesn't go away. It will take them their whole lifetime to be able to heal from what goes on. Children, average age is 9 to 13. Average amount of times they're abused in a day is 5 to 6. It's a serious, serious problem, and we need to be aware of it because it's happening here. And one of the things we're charged is because they like to stay in the dark. They're using the computer. They're finding ways in the dark. We need to be the ones that bring it into the light. We need to make people aware that this is going on, and people need to be held accountable for harming people. It's not something that's going to go away unless we all stand up and say no more. We have been charged to protect the children. Jesus said, do not harm a hair on one of these little ones. And even if they're adults and being used, their inner child is still being harmed. And so we need to be, as one of our ministries, looking at what more we can do. Part of it's an awareness. We need to put light on this topic and bring it out so that the darkness, they can no longer hide in the dark for what they're doing. And on Mothering Sunday is when we need to be made aware that we need to mother these children in a way that is nurturing and loving and kind, and that we cannot tolerate this type of thing happening in our nation. We cannot tolerate it happening in our cities. And be aware, it could be anyone that sits in a pew, anyone that is in our family. It could be anyone that is in our community. Average age of somebody that's abusing these children is around 40, men and women. So don't think that it's separated by sex. People are using children and hurting them and harming them. And harming the adults also that are getting caught up. That somebody that's running away or lonely or vulnerable can be misused and then be caught up in this whole human trafficking. And it's hard to get out of. It's hard for them. At the workshop, we gave us a page on getting involved in what we can do. And the first thing on it says, be a voice. Speak up for those who have no voice. So I would really invite you to think about what more we can do as a community. In Michigan, we have two places for youth who are involved in human trafficking. This one agency that gave this this workshop, and Vista Maria. They have now a unit. But that's not enough beds. That's not enough. So more needs to be done, and more resources need to be brought to this attention. Because God wants more for us. God loves us in spite of us. God has given us ways and means to grow beyond this, to shine light, to be the light in the world when there's no light. And so whatever you are called to do in your heart, whatever you are called to do for this community, for this state, for this nation, for this world, to help us be light on a very dark times. I just invite you to really think about it, to know that there is more that's needed to be done, that there is more ministry that God calls us to. It just should not be possible that in this day and age that children should not feel safe. They should not feel that children are not feeling safe in their school. They're not feeling safe in their home. They're not feeling safe in their community. And somehow it's time for us to listen to the children and to find a way to bring safety back, to make it feel like a warm and welcoming place. That in our church, in our schools, in their homes, they should feel safe. I think that's the light that God's asking us to shine on this Mothering Sunday. Let us all find a way to mother the children that may have been forgotten and not known about. Amen.